The founders forgot that we had medical liberty.
We seem to be losing by taking the side of the middle. And we seem to constantly be losing.
I think Trump has made some kind of arrangements with Russia.
This person has made the allegations that they were a man.
If there's content that's borderline, that's content that we basically will not.
There is no second best. There is no second best crypto asset.
Let's talk about science.
I respect you and I have a great deal of appreciation to you, JF, because in a time when everybody was attacking me, when Sargon doxed me and smeared me, you were the only one who gave me a platform, and you were very kind in helping me put the truth out there.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Jeff G Tonight. We're doing music tonight, and it is because of Yann Rushdie, indeed. Today, I had my French interview with Yann Rushdie, which we do every 2 weeks. We speak of the news in French, and Yann, after our interview, goes into his own show, and he plays a guitar Metallica style solo. As he speaks of his political project, and he says, we will not change the world with the current institution. We reject everything. And I was like, this is fucking epic. And I come to him and I say, where did you get this guitar solo? What's the title of it? And turns out Yann made this guitar solo, metal music, with the AI Suno. It's his own music that he prompted the AI to do. And Yann tells me, yeah, you know, it's a new social platform. And then I realize, oh yeah, Suno, is it this thing that Lucas Gage used to make his Boom Boom song? Israel something, Israel Boom Boom or whatever. So I knew that this kind of tool existed, but I tried it after hearing the metal solo of Yann Rushdie, and holy shit, I immediately bought a 1-year subscription because this is a wonderful tool. I had not expected this level of quality. Within a few prompts, I'm hearing songs that I've always fantasized in my head, but like I described them in two, three lines, and boom, the AI gives me the full song, fully produced, all arrangements. It can even add voice, and it has a good singing voice. So I'll play with you guys today. We'll be experimenting. I will first show you what my first few interactions with the AI gave me. Rockin' Robin Hood says, JF is a fantastic piano player. Well, I have been surpassed, and we have all been surpassed, let me tell you. AI-driven music is the future. This is high quality stuff, and I know I could work on this for months and try to make it better and get the AI to make these little corrections here and there, but the fact that it can drop such quality on first prompt, I am absolutely blown. Big Time Ape says, JF, CRISPR was used to edit a single A to G in liver DNA to disable PCSK9, treating hypercholesterolemia by cutting LDL up to 55% with one injection. Yeah, this is going to turn bad. So it starts with phenotypic modification, and it's like, oh, it's just for the liver. But now you have the CRISPR molecule running through your blood flow. It's getting in your bowels. Your children inherit it. Sometimes it makes maybe some other change that you hadn't planned. We have opened Pandora's box, but today is not a day to discuss science and genetics. Today is a day of music. But before that, we have Racist Aristocrat. Let's see what he had to say in Super Chat. He says, first, to my inquiry about the many non-bacterial / ant species human presence has undoubtedly eliminated, you literally responded by talking only about bacteria and ants. Yet the many unintentionally extinct vertebrates are far more comparable to us. Well, on that, like again, when I said you don't unintentionally kill a species, I didn't mean that. I didn't mean including the process of niche competition. Of course, if you compete for the niche, you end up eliminating a species unintentionally. But what I'm saying is that it requires a constant demand for that niche that you must have. What I meant by you don't unintentionally kill a species is you don't go out of your way to kill species that are not within your niche. If they are within your niche, then of course you do eliminate them unintentionally. But that was the whole point of my initial statement. I had said, excluding niche competition, you don't kill species unintentionally. His second question. Second, in suggesting more meaningful categorization when gaming an AI attempt to eliminate us, I'm not fetishizing high IQ whites, but simply defining the more bounded task of eliminating the minority of a species capable of meaningful opposition to such AI. Are you really suggesting that billions of low IQ humans will offer such opposition? Again, the AI show was fantastic. Well, thank you for the compliment. I am absolutely open to the idea that low IQ humans are more survivable, even against an AI threat. Consider low IQ Muslim countries, socially conservative, not wanting technology. Do you think AI can do anything against these people? They can't, because they will not integrate AI in their lives. Or if they do, it will be with a very remote, distant way. They will keep their families protected, ultimately, from the reach of AI. So yes, sometimes stupidity, low IQ, 80 IQ style bigotry or conservatism or just general doubt about technology will save you. Absolutely. I believe that. Rock and DSL sends $10. Thank you so much. He says, merci d'avoir pardonné ma maladresse cette semaine. I had banned Rock and DSL, but it was not intentional on his part, so I have unbanned him. Okay, let's get started. So I was like, I heard the Metallica style, just, you know, with the drum following the notes of the melody of Metallica's guitarist. I heard that from Jan Rushdie's show, and I was like, okay, let's get started with Sumo AI. My first prompt gave me Harmony of the... it gave me Screams of the Forgotten, but let's jump through it because I refined my prompt. And I was like, I want some 70s to 80s harmonic metal, Romanesque storytelling, guitar-driven, where the drum just follows with his... follows the beats given by the melodic guitarist. I want it to be fully instrumental. And look at what the first prompt gives me. Harmony of the Abyss. Says, is this considered royalty free? It's my property because I paid a 1-year subscription. It cost me $280 Canadian, so about $200 US. Look, it's mine. I can literally publish this and sell this commercially. I find this amazing. Rockin' Robin Hood says real musicians will not be surpassed by AI. Bro, it would take a bunch of 5-6 musicians working on this for a whole year before they even get to the piano is in. This is like top of the world drum right there. This AI delivered exactly what I asked. I was like, okay, maybe we can refine the prompt a little bit and go a little more hardcore, go a little more melodic. I want a little more complexity on the solo of the guitar. After a couple of prompts, the AI gets to this. Buto says, honestly, I've been listening to metal for 25 years, and this is the most generic shit ever, but for normies, this passes as good stuff. Of course, it's generic, but on the first prompt, it just delivers this, and I could work on the details, and I could bring it, you know, section by section to be better, but I just want to give you an idea of my first encounter of this AI. Admit, please, that this is good stuff for a first prompt. first track, I was finding that the drum wasn't unleashing itself enough, and you know, go with the guitar. That's what's fun with the. It's when each of the notes of the guitarist is mirrored by the drum for a moment, and you're like, what the fuck. So I was like, wow, this is my for a first encounter with AI. I didn't know that it would be of this quality, honestly. And then I started exploring. Well, two of my passions are Chopin, you know, lullaby, berceuse, style of music, super sweet piano, baby caring kind of soft music, and dubstep. And I've always been fascinated by both style of music. And I'm like, all right, let's throw it at this AI. So now I switched this. At this point, I had bought the subscription. So it gave me access to a higher level AI, the V4.5. And they say V4.5 is good to mix different styles together in ways that you may have never heard before. And holy shit. I asked him, give me some dubstep, heavy drop bass types of just glitchy dubstep, but mix this with a spirit of Chopin's berceuse, lullaby for children style, and look at what the AI delivers. The first is acceptable, and as I get more detailed, it's become actually listenable.
Whispering stars in the sky so high, bass lines rumble but the clouds still sigh, tickling keys like a soft lullaby, night unfolds where the beats collide, crash and hum, the sound takes flight, a symphony born of dark and light, dubstep roars but the piano's tight, dreams are alive in the hush of night. Sparks in the silent breeze, classical notes drift with ease, a drop so hard it shakes the trees, but lullabies hum through trembling seas, feel the clash, the blend, the sway,
and the
soft
step
and
comes
hard
out.
In a perfect ballet, highs and lows like night and day, a storm that sues as it melts away.
And now it's like, oh shit, I forgot, this is way too floaty. I want extremely aggressive dubstep drops. I want extremely glitchy. And so I specified this to the AI because this was just too normal. And here the AI just corrected it and comes out with another song with the exact bass drops that I'm looking for.
Whispers in delicate ways, gentle notes like feathers they fall, a cradle of sound embracing it all. A melody sways like a tender breeze, echoes of calm hum through the trees, but a shadow grows deep beneath the tune. The bass is coming, it'll break the cocoon. Crash the calm, the silent cracks. Baseline moves, no turning back. Waves of thunder distort the air. Beauty and chaos of all its own.
That's a very nice dubstep you did. Yes, of course the lyrics are empty. If I was to want to make it a deeper song, I would rework the lyrics maybe. But in terms of the dubstep mix with a Chopin-style berceuse, let me tell you, it is extremely powerful. I didn't expect such a nice touch where, hey, this could play in a rave tomorrow and people on ecstasy would be happy.
Skies, the tension creeps, it's bound to break. The storm returns, the ground will quake. Notes collide in a battle of sound. Depths deck thunders with fury unbound. The keys fight back in a gentle plea. Harmony struggles in a war to be free.
An extremely soft piano transition. This is perfect.
Softly the piano begins to ascend as chaos and calm finally blend. A lullaby born from a raging storm, the ultimate mix of two worlds reborn.
Well, I was absolutely shocked by how this is a successful mix-up of two music styles that should have never met, but here are being melted extremely beautifully by an AI. There was a second version that was also extremely good, produced for the same prompt.
Silence cracks.
extremely floaty, dreamy, and just as dreamy as I would have imagined it. So people are asking, can you tell Suno to analyze a musician on the internet and then synthesize their voice? They're very sensitive to any sort of imitated musician. So if you ask, do Metallica style, they will not let you do it. You have to ask 70s, 80s, metal, harmonic metal. So you have to translate into music terms what you really want. They will not let you copy or try to use this for imitating a style. Now, you can upload your own audio, and perhaps, I don't know to which extent they scan the audio for copyrights, but you can upload your own audio for the AI to work with. So then, and this is the last song that I've generated up to now, and then we can go into a test session where we try to generate something. But I wanted to capture my girlfriend's passion for punk of the 90s and 2000s. So I was like, okay, can you do me something like attitude punk, commercial 90s mainstream punk, with a drum that takes cues from the guitarist. And as far as the lyrics goes, can you tell the story of a teenager who is with a wonderful girlfriend who's too beautiful for him, and she drops him, and he will be forever regretful of having let her go, of having lost her. And it came out with pretty much what I was asking. I would probably modify the voice of the guy a little bit. And then I said, can you add Irish style pan flute? Pan flute melodies to give an Irish tone to the punk music. And look at what it comes out with. It comes out with Out of My League. I don't know about you guys. Personally, I am extremely impressed. Those were less than 30 minutes of work just prompting the AI from me. And it's coming out with these songs that, of course, I would love to go into the lyrics, and I might, some of these lyrics, I might change them, and I might give some musical directions, but this is extremely high quality. I did not expect such mastery across different styles, such innovation, and an understanding of the prompt that is so fine. Rockin' Robin Hood says, this type of AI will only get better. Absolutely, because he's going to get experience from the interactions with us, and they're going to get better. So let's create, ladies and gentlemen. I have no clue of what I intend to create, but let's test a couple of prompts that could make good songs. I don't have a plan for this. I mean, where do you guys want to go? I love cinematic, epic montage, the kind that you hear in kind of the movie Tenet, for example. I love these like super action driven, inverted sound, fucked up orchestral arrangement that you hear in movies. We could try making some. What do you guys have in mind? What are the styles that you guys love? We will test the limits of Suno tonight. Jan Rushdie says, the difference between V3 and V4 is epic. Yeah, V4 has given me some great things. I mean, this lullaby thing is very high quality. It's something I would perhaps listen to in the car. John Drake says, imagine if you keep working on these songs for weeks or months. Yeah, absolutely. People are suggesting ridiculous themes, or let's try to have the AI make a song about TRP. I don't feel, maybe at some point once I master the AI, but I don't feel like having the AI say stupid stuff that you wouldn't hear. You can't package an intellectual idea in a song. Sometimes a song needs to be poetic, and I don't feel like doing this. Rockin' Robin Hood says, try 32 bar blues with the bass. Okay, we can try instrumental improvisation. Let's go. Let's open up the AI. Audio, style description. Let's make it instrumental. Blues improvisation. bar style that you called it. I don't know what that means. Where the guitar first leads a solo and gets followed up by a trombone. Trombone solo, extremely innovative, drawing on weirdness from jazz fusion, but remaining solidly within blues, storytelling, melodic chains into a epic and long improvisation, bar style performance, and recording style with crowds cheering, with small crowd cheering, smoky atmosphere, and experimental nature with faulty notes recovered swiftly. Weirdness, Let's call for some degree of weirdness. Style influence. Let's keep it within moderate. And let's let the AI decide. Let's go. Let's see what let's see what that gives us. I can't wait. I'm excited. I'm already feeling like we're in a bar, and some worldwide specialist of blues is about to take the stage. Let's go. Too funky to my taste. Get our trombone, but this is interesting. Oh, saxophone is what I was what I should have asked for. Is it because I asked for trombone? Trombone may not be something that you do a solo with. What I meant is saxophone, perhaps. Let's see. All right, we got our refreshed prompt. Let's go. Mm-hmm. The other went way more jazz fusion than I expected. Good, exactly as we would want, but still no saxophone. What if I take the second song they generated? Okay, well, we're gonna have to say blues improvisation with a saxophone leading in a experimental solo. Improvisation. Extremely innovative, drawing on weirdness from jazz fusion, but remaining solidly within blues. Storytelling melodic chains into an epic and long improvisation, bar-style performance and recording style with small crowd cheering, smoky atmosphere, and experimental nature with faulty notes recovered swiftly. Let's see if we can get a saxophone sound in this. It's a little more clean. Too clean to my taste. No, I'll see if the second one is a little more dirty. That's more what I had in mind. Not bad, but lacks a little bit of the experimental I wanted to see. Anyways, I think we've explored the blues capacity enough here. Perhaps a direction I wanted to try before, well, not even that I knew I wanted to do this with AI, but I've been thinking about epic Final Fantasy style SNES 16-bit music. And I think, yeah, there are good things to do, and people love to hear this. A 16-bit style epic fantasy video game music that is inspired by epic cinematic trailer orchestral arrangement featuring digitized versions of strings and winds instruments alongside with surprising shifts in the mood and tone of the music to carry an epic storytelling style that mixes adventure and action themes as well as the pursuit of love and justice. In terms of weirdness, we're gonna go not so weird. Strong style influence. What else could we say about this? I think it's a good starting point. Let's see what it can do. I'm excited. I don't know about you guys, but I'm clicking with the excitement of a child. I can't wait to see what it has in store for us. Holy shit, what will happen? That is not what I'm looking for. I'm looking for something that is... the song must be led by... over... what's the name for this? By... an overdrive, hyper, compressed, pan flute, melodic epic, that gives strong 8-bit vibes. Let's start with this at least and see if it can do something like that. Okay, we're about to fight the big boss. Not bad, not bad. Something here, but unconventional wisdom tells us we have to ask for chip tunes. Okay, we'll try this. No, what if we were to say 8-bit, chiptune style, epic fantasy, video game music with demonic and metal penchant that is inspired by an epic cinematic trailer orchestral arrangements, solo flute. Solo, chipped up, glitchy flutes. Let's try this. This is good stuff. That was the key was to ask for 8-bit chiptune style. Okay, that's a little too floaty, but we now master a new style of music, and this leads me to find that this 8-bit style chip seems to go very well with dubstep. So how about we ask for, we want a dubstep aggressive drop song based in 8-bit chiptune demonic adventure style with metal 80s penchant. Extremely glitchy and experimental with reverted and buzzing sounds. Being part of the dubstep passages, use of extremely large ship trumpets to add to the epicness of the adventure song. Let's see what we get from this weirdness. I'm not sure. Turn it up for wild, unexpected results. Yeah, I guess we want wild. Turn it up to match your style description. We want accuracy in the style. Let's see what happens when we turn up these parameters a little high. Oh, this is, look at the image they chose. This is the kind of image I wanted to, I had in my mind. Okay, a little demon. this is not bad. It's weird, experimental. There would need to be work and everything, but it's very imaginative, let's say. Let's say it's very imaginative. The second generated on the same prompt of weirdness. Problem here is that it goes so weird on the dubstep drops, and the dubstep drops, you cannot touch this. You cannot play experimental. So I'm going to go in the less weird, but more style accurate, so that we have really a more balanced song. Let's see what that gives us. But the AI is there. I mean, it's delivering what we've asked. It's doing it too weirdly, but we asked for weird. Now let's go back to the safe place. The safe place of non-weirdness. Melodic aspect is super well captured. There's an extremely interesting solo that's going on here, but the dubstep drop has been kind of made way too soft. extremely aggressive dubstep drops playing on inverted sound themes and synthetic video game produced 8-bit sounds. Well, before we do this one, we can try the second version that had been generated. Nice demonic. Mm-hmm. extremely expectant and long build-ups for dubstep switch. The demonic style is soft and leaves place for harmonic metal solo flute sounds in epic style. And weirdness, I don't know. I don't know where we want to be. Do we want to be 50? Maybe let's try style influence 80. Weirdness 50. Let's go. I feel that we're getting where we want here. Someone is saying, you're adding too much to the prompt, JF. You might get some things you want, but then other things aren't as emphasized. Bro, we're getting exactly where I wanted to be. This is closer to what I had in mind than any of the 8 last songs we tried. So I think we learned to interact with this AI. It's getting better. I would listen to this. Some commentary on this song. It's not exactly where I wanted to be, but this is where I wanted to be at Ed. Now, the aggressive drops of dubstep must be systematically softened by late release of the pan flute that we hear in the rest of the song. So it's just two dubstep and it's only the dubstep noise. I want these hardcore to be balanced by melodic aspect, softened by late release of the pan flute on measures that we hear in the rest of the song. On last portion of measures that we hear in the rest of the song, I think, and weirdness maybe, I don't know, 40. But that was getting there, my friend. This is a song I've been thinking about. I was like, I want to learn about techno music just so I can produce that song. But now we have AI doing it for us. Isn't that wonderful? Sounded like Smooth Criminal at one point. Annie, are you okay? Annie, are you okay? Let's see. I'm excited. Experimental thing that went wrong here. I'm sure that the same settings can lead to a good song, but probably on other trials. This my favorite Final Fantasy song, like super fucked up piano. Was it Fighting? Final Fantasy Fighting song. Piano. What was the name of this? Absolutely just crazy. Is it Fight or Fighting? Those Who Fight?
New projects means new project managers. You need to hire.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do.
Final Fantasy VII, Those Who Fight. I don't know. Could we get this from the AI? Adventure music, piano only, using both hands on the piano to lead a low tone and high tone, extremely melodic and action-packed storytelling music for an RPG adventure game. Demonic tones at times for evil monsters. Weirdness. Prodigy piano level. Let's see. That will be our last song. After that, I will end the show. We've had enough fun tonight. Yeah, there's a song editor, Jan Rushdie says. I have only been just making basic, simple quotes. Okay, let's see if it can come up with something like the fighting song of Final Fantasy VII. Style, use direct hits and surprising rhythms. Use alternation toward harmonic complexity and faulty sounding bump sounds, faulty sounding chords on the piano to create angst and weirdness in the output. Let's increase weirdness a little bit. Staccato, you say? Perhaps I should have added the word staccato. Yes, that would definitely be a good word. Let's see if it produces something on this one, and then we'll add it. All right. Staccato profusely, but intermingle with a calm and soothing floaty moment so that angst does not dominate the whole song. I think we may be getting close here. Style a little harder, weirdness a little lower. All right, that's my last attempt, and then we close the show. With some stylings on it, could be a video game song tomorrow, I think. Some conversion and switches that were not super well timed and planned, but we have here a staccato prodigy pianist. You know, I wouldn't be able to do it that subtly. All of the just the song before that one, I wouldn't be able to do that without years of training. And I'm a somewhat okay pianist. I'm not an expert pianist, but I mean, this matches what the most brilliant minds of humanity right now could do if you ask them to make something totally new out of nowhere. You'd probably need a top 5, top 10, top 100 kind of pianist to pull something like this out of nowhere. And he probably would improvise and he probably would make lots of mistakes in the process. You wouldn't get to the production song immediately. John Drake says, some android will be playing on a real piano in a few years at Hotel Lounge. Yes, could be. Anyways, I'm absolutely stunned. We have barely begun to explore what this thing can do because I'm only asking for the prompts. Jan Rushdie told me you can go into editing each of the song. Let's say I was to edit the piano song we just heard. Edit session. Welcome to the new Suno, introducing mixing, allow remixing. Yes, I'm in. Try now. Okay, so we have this. Can I give AI prompts? My edits. Change lyrics or melodies, add a new section. Let's say we were to add a new section here. By clicking plus in any section boundary. Well, how do I do this? I'm trying to plus zoom in. Well, that's not more option. Not sure how this works. I'm gonna have to figure it out. Perhaps Jan can help me here. But how could I tell the AI a prompt on what I want? Create section. Add new section. What if I was to create section here? Now it's saying loading. Yeah, it's very, it's not very practical in the way they set it up. It's kind of annoying. Do I have to click create? Create section. Loading. Why is it not giving me? Okay, not a perfect tool, but I'm excited. I will. Oh, maybe we got something here. Let's see. It disappears. Smart replace. It's very weird. Can I even hear this? Have to pay for every little edit, even if not saved. Well, you pay credits, but with the subscription I got, I have 10,000 credits, so I can do the equivalent of, I don't know, maybe 1,000 actions of edits that will not cost me any more. So you get well, now it started playing again. So Yeah, I have to learn the power of this thing, but it is definitely extremely powerful. I am astonished. Much love, everyone. Sleep well. And go check out my new rap album tomorrow.